The family of Bill Monroe is looking for someone to take over his legacy. The estate of the bluegrass legend is selling Monroe's name and likeness, along with his childhood home, hundreds of personal items, and live recordings. WPLN's Emily Siner reports.
Fans of the father of bluegrass have the chance to buy the cabin and 2.5 acres in Kentucky where Bill Monroe lived and played music with his uncle Penn. The buyer will also own the rights to Monroe's name and image, which can be used in advertising, TV shows, or merchandise. But Monroe died in 1996, so I asked Tony Conway, the agent for Monroe's estate, why now?
The simple, honest answer is that there's only one heir to the estate, and that's his son, James.
Who's a musician, not really a businessman.
And feels like that there's somebody out there that could do a much better job.
Conway says James is looking to sell his father's assets to someone who will preserve and promote his legacy. In fact, there are conditions written into the contract to require that the buyer actively markets Bill Monroe for the next few decades. It also stipulates that they won't involve his name with a product the family considers immoral.
It's not necessarily about who has the money. It's about who has the money and can do the best job.
Conway wouldn't say how much money the family is hoping for. But in a separate bundle, they're also selling personal objects from Monroe's collection, like old pocket watches, Christmas cards, and even his last will and testament. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Emily Siner.
A statue of Bill Monroe was unveiled this week outside Ryman Auditorium, next to the marker commemorating the birth of bluegrass music.